farms in Victoria are moving interstate. They're looking at moving into New South Wales and South Australia, where there's weaker legislation in place so they can continue factory farming these dogs.
That's Deborah Tranter, founder of Oscar's Law and an anti-puppy factory campaigner. Let's go to the member for the Northern Tablelands and chair of the inquiry, Adam Marshall. And I might begin by saying I first remember discussing this with one of your former colleagues in, you know, late 2013.
Oh, g'day, Fiona. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
That's good, that's good. Yeah, well, it has been a long-standing issue, and certainly in the life of the previous parliament, not long after I was elected a couple of years ago, I became aware of this issue because there are a number of puppy factories exposed in my electorate, and I began the call then to the previous Minister for Primary Industries for the government to take some very serious action in this regard. And I guess in politics, sometimes jump up and down enough, they eventually give the job to you to try and fix it. So I was appointed chair of the Joint Select Committee a bit over a month ago, and we're conducting an inquiry at the moment. We've got a report back to the Parliament by the 31st of August. And as you said in your introduction before talking to Deborah, we are conducting a number of public hearings in the next fortnight, and already have received well over 350 submissions and 2,200 items of correspondence, which I think underscores the importance of the issue, but also how many people are really interested in this outcome. And I think everyone in the community would recognise the fact that some of the disturbing images and tales that we've heard, and Deborah has seen many of them with her own eyes, it does not meet with current community standards. Having a huge number of animals tightly packed in, sometimes without natural light, just breeding and breeding until they literally expire, certainly doesn't meet with community expectations. And that's why I'm hoping the work that we'll do over the next couple of months will give some very solid recommendations back to the Parliament and the government to really tighten the legislation in New South Wales to make sure that we do have a legitimate breeding industry that meets the highest animal welfare standards, and we really weed out all of these cowboys and rogue operators.
So will the inquiry look at all dog breeding facilities? Terry phoned in about this, not just puppy factories. And at what point do we say, well, that's okay, what's happening, you know, that's a registered breeder and they're running their operation well, and that someone steps over the line?
Yeah, well, part of the terms of reference we're looking at are the jurisdictions. So Deborah was talking about the Victorian legislation, and we've been having a good look at that. Also the ACT and the proposals in South Australia. We're looking and we're taking evidence from obviously all the dog breeding associations in the state that believe they have the best code of practice. And when we do have a breeding code of practice in this state, the problem is, as Deborah's identified, is that it is self-regulating in that agencies, the RSPCA, the Department of Primary Industries in New South Wales, we have no idea how many breeders are out there because we have no breeders register. We have no licensing scheme. So we don't know. The RSPCA estimates there are over 200 of these puppy factories around the state. But to be quite honest, no one has any idea. It is simply a guesstimate. And so that is very alarming that we have animals that are being bred and sold online or in pet shops that are bred in facilities which simply don't meet with the current requirements under the code of practice, let alone what community standards would be.
Who have sent the majority of those 350 submissions you've received?
Well, there's been a mixture. So there's been obviously the agencies, the RSPCA, the Department of Primary Industries, New South Wales Local Government Association, because councils play an important role in this via the Companion Animals Act, as well as a number of other animal welfare agencies like Oscar's Law, Dogs Without Borders, and many others, and a number of individual submissions from breeders, from people that have bought puppies from puppy factories, from people that have actually been prosecuted under the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act by the RSPCA, have made submissions to the inquiry. So it's a wide-ranging, and even the pet shop industry. But what is common thread throughout all of the submissions, Fiona, is that everyone acknowledges the fact that there has to be reform in this area, that New South Wales is behind the eight ball in this area. And so I think that's a good common place to start from, and we'll be really getting to the nub of some of those changes that need to be made over the next 2 months.
So you are going to have in Armidale. Where else in the state?
We'll have one hearing day in Armidale on the 14th of July, which we'll be doing an inspection as well as taking evidence from a wide range of people that made submissions, and then we'll have two hearing days on the two subsequent days in Sydney, where we'll hear from most of the agency representatives, the animal welfare groups, RSPCA and others.
And as you told us, 31st of August, you'll have to come back with some recommendations. Do you imagine that it'll be pretty bipartisan, that they will be approved for legislation?
Well, I don't want to preempt the final outcome, but I would hope that they would be. I think everyone across the parliament, and certainly the consensus around the committee table, and we've got representatives from government MPs, opposition MPs, independent MPs, and others as well. So we represent the whole spectrum, if you like, of the parliament, and everyone has pretty much been in agreement so far with our discussions and where we're sort of heading with the inquiry. So I would hope that we have a report which is endorsed by all members, and if that's the case, I would hope that the parliament and the government would see fit to introduce the reforms that would be supported by everyone.
Thank you very much for your time today. Adam Marshall, a member for the Northern Tablelands and chair of the inquiry. And before that, we spoke to Deborah Tranter, founder of Oscar's Law and the Anti-Puppy Factory campaigner. And the 14th of July is when the inquiry will be in Armidale, and 2 days after that.